Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the 4th Annual Business Superstar Awards Breakfast to be held this year on October 4th at the historic Georgian Terrace Hotel in downtown Atlanta. In this segment, we're going to be speaking once again with Ms. Capri Cruz, a dynamic young lady who is a foster care alum. She will be sharing more of her treasured jewels for success. My guest today is a native of New York City and a former foster child turned author. Her books include From Foster Care to Fabulous, An Imperative Movement, and she co-authored Ripping, Gripping Fear Out of Your Story. Now a retired military veteran, her goal is to teach foster children the power of their mindset in order to transform lives. We are honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know magazine network, Ms. Capri Cruz. Welcome back to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, Spark Plug. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. ¿Cómo está usted? How are you today?
Ah, gracias. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right. Are you ready to share your jewels for success, part two?
Always ready. Always ready.
All right. Well, when we left off last week discussing the jewel of having control over your mindset and the importance of this jewel as it pertains to becoming successful, can you tell us a little bit more about why our mindset is so important and what steps can we take to fully embrace a positive mindset?
Well, Spark Plug, that's a phenomenal question because through my journey in life, I really learned that, your mindset is the conductor of everything that you become. So when I learned about the mindset being the conductor, see, I'm from New York, so I rode a lot of trains in the city. And so that was easy for me to understand. I realized that my brain is the engine to my body, right? And I look at everything in a holistic manner now. So I look at myself as a body, a mind, and a spirit. And my goal over time was to align my mind, my body, and my spirit. So in understanding that that's what I wanted to do and I needed to do if I wanted to become successful, I had to realize that if my brain is the engine to my body and my spirit, because if my brain doesn't work right, my body dies. So with the brain being the engine and the mindset being the conductor, I really had to kind of dig deeper and find out, well, how does the mindset control everything that I become and everything that I do? And so that just really led me into a journey of understanding, perceptions and belief systems of my own. And I really started doing, all my collegiate work has been psychology majored. So I started doing a lot of internal work on myself, and I started analyzing. And I realized, I had been working in a corporation for many years, and not really a corporation, but, I was at a job. And every day I would say, man, I really don't like this environment. I don't like these people. I don't like my job. And as I was doing this work, researching mindset, I realized that my life had become what I professed it to become, which was X, Y, and Z that was negative, right? I wasn't happy. I didn't like this. I didn't like that. And so every day that I woke up, my mindset was conducting my experience throughout that day. and my experience was misery. So, man, can you imagine when I really started putting all this together? Because for the majority of my life, like I assume many other people in this world does, you know, we just wake up. We wake up and we routinely do everything that we routinely do. And whether it's based off, you know, personal responsibility or obligation of some sort, but we don't really think outside the box too much as to why am I doing something or why do I feel this way. So when you start questioning, or when I started questioning, why am I feeling this way? Why do I wake up every day and I say these things to myself? Then that's when you discover the power that you have to really create any type of life that you want. You know what I mean? If the words that I speak come from my mindset, and my mindset is the conductor of my life, and what's showing up in my life right now is negative because of everything that's coming out of my mouth pretty much being negative, then I was like a kid in a candy store, spark plug. I was like, well, if I changed everything to positive, if I really believed in myself, if I believed I could do some things, you know, if I started thinking up some things I wanted to do, I could change my entire life. And that's exactly what happened. So mindset, you know, it is the primary thing in my message. It's like your mindset is your destiny. Whatever your mindset is telling you, however you function it, that's you have a crystal ball. You can see right into your future what it's going to be like.
Well, Capri, what jewels helped you when you first started out on your entrepreneur journey?
I'm still pretty wet behind the ears with my entrepreneur journey. So this is a more recent discovery that I've had. Entrepreneurship is an amazing ride, I tell you, especially coming from a military background. The one thing that I think has really touched me, that genuinely showed itself to me, as I started learning to become successful and wanting to do greater things for society, was that the relationship that I cultivated with people would be the reason that I would become successful. You know, there's a lot of things that I could do for myself on this journey to becoming successful. I could, which are all very much needed, you know, become very dedicated, to become focused, to become driven, you know, to have something inside. Inspire me. You know, we have all these other things that help on our journey. But in becoming successful in an entrepreneurial environment, it is not the things that we do for ourselves to keep us moving that actually make us successful. It's what other people do with us. Because we can't create entrepreneurial success in a bubble. We need other people. And to have a genuine relationship with people, to actually listen to them when they speak and put my own needs aside and just really be there in the moment when I meet people. Like when I met you, for instance, I recall one conversation we were having. You were telling me about your magazine, and I had to put aside my thought process, because my thoughts were going, you know, I was like, oh, do, you know, but I had to stop that because I genuinely wanted to get to know who you were. Forget about what you, you know, do and what you can offer and all these other things, you know, for business women entrepreneurs, but I really wanted to know who is Spark Plug, you know, what are the things that he believes in, what's important to him, so that I can genuinely build a relationship with you. So now, for instance, us doing this interview on the radio, this is not just something I'm checking off in a box that I've done to become successful. You are someone that I've met, and your wife, and I talk with you, and so you are genuinely connected to me now in my entrepreneurship journey. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. Well, let me ask you this question. Do you have a jewel that helped you overcome your fears?
Ah, fear. Fear is my nemesis. So, yes, I have a few jewels that help me overcome fear. You know, the beautiful thing about life experiences is that oftentimes life will put you in a corner, you know, and you find yourself maybe fighting with yourself, or you find yourself fighting with a situation in life that you have no control over. And oftentimes, to face that involves some fear. When I decided I wanted to become successful and what that meant to me, being the idea of servicing someone in society. See, I didn't just want to become like a multimillionaire, billionaire, Oprah. I wanted to do something genuinely for society. I wanted to service someone. I wanted to give back. So there was a lot of fear in that. You know, immediately I was like, well, who am I for them to listen to me? You know, and things of that nature. And then I realized my value. And see, once I realized my value, that helped to diminish some of my fear. Because when you believe more in what it is you're trying to service people with, then you do the unknown, which is a lot of what fear is based off of. I say fear is, I've heard this many, many years ago, fear is false evidence appearing real. And when I realized that this false evidence that was appearing real to me was not as powerful as the value that I saw in myself and my message and my life experiences, then I was able to really appreciate the concept of acceptance. And I believe that for me, when I really kind of became familiar with what acceptance meant, and then I really embraced it, I didn't have to live in fear anymore, because acceptance allows me to understand that there are certain things in life that I don't have control over, and there are certain things that are scary. But if I accept the situation and prepare for it the best that I can, and I'm authentically who I am, and my message is authentically cultivated in value of wanting to give back to whomever it is or whatever it is I'm trying to do, then I don't have anything to fear. You know, FDR told us in 1933, his first inaugural, that all we have to fear is fear itself. And that is so powerful. I contemplated and I pondered on that quote for years. I said, you know, fear, why is fear so dominating to people sometimes? You know, we're so comfortable in our little box. But when I realized what I believed FDR was kind of referencing in that speech he was having, was that it's all these other things in society that create a life of their own in order to stop you from doing what it is you need to do to become successful. Now, their mission was a little bit different in 1933 than mine is today, but, you know, the concept is still the same. So in order to overcome fear, I believe, you know, acceptance, knowing the value of what it is you're about to encounter and overcome through fear, those types of things are very important, and they're all rooted in courage, okay? We got to have courage. And if you don't have courage, then you got to dig a little deeper, you know? The whole process of becoming successful is you're like, you know, the coal miners. They kept digging and digging and digging for what they were looking for, right? in order to find it. So if we're trying to find success, we have to keep digging and digging and digging within our own selves until we come up with these things like courage and acceptance, which enable us to then overcome fear.
Well, let's change gears a little bit here and talk about, do you have a jewel mantra?
I do have a jewel mantra, and I love my jewel mantra, because this thing keeps me laser focused. And if there's anything that I think is the most important when you're trying to become successful at something, is to be laser focused. So this mantra I have, I don't recall where I heard it or where I came up with it or whatever, but keep the main thing the main thing. That mantra right there, if I am ever in a situation where I am overwhelmed, overcome, burdened, whatever, you know, on your journey to success, there are a bazillion things people are constantly doing. So we can get a little haywire. We can get a little overwhelmed and sidetracked. And whenever I think, keep the main thing, everything goes away except for what it is I'm trying to focus on. So, you know, this goes hand in hand, like I was saying, with being laser focused. And it's extremely important not to get sidetracked with the demands of our life. We have to keep the main thing the main thing. For instance, I'm working on my PhD, my dissertation. I should be done here shortly with the next year. I'm also working on my public speaking business, and I'm doing X, Y, and Z, and I'm also a mental health counselor. So I have this, this pot of soup going on. You know, I'm cooking this pot of soup, which is called my life and the things that I want to attribute my time to. So I can't do everything at once. So in order to ensure success, I have to make sure that I put everything in its proper time slot, and I keep the main thing for that day. Well, if I decide on Monday I'm going to do one thing, then Monday I keep that main thing the main thing. I don't worry about Tuesday's issues. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. Well, you know, Capri, you've accomplished, you know, some time-consuming goals in your life, like authoring a book, co-authoring a second book, working to complete your PhD, becoming a licensed mental health therapist, and a certified life coach. Can you tell us what jewel attributed to your ability to achieve so much?
Well, again, that is primarily learning to become laser-focused. First, I had to decide, you know, what I wanted to accomplish in life. And when I realized, you see, Sparkplug, at one point in my life, I didn't realize I could accomplish anything. And so this is the beauty of the story of my life. This is why I am sometimes so in awe of myself, because I intimately know the transition of my life on a first-person basis. And so once upon a time, not so long ago, I didn't want to achieve anything. I just wanted to hide and not face my problems in life. And then one day after a lot of stuff happened, It was something that just was cultivated over time, which was having a desire to do something. And so I began to have a desire for certain things. One was writing a book. One was getting my PhD. And so when that desire was sparked, I had to prioritize. I couldn't do everything at once, right? And some of it just happened serendipitously, you know, on its own because of the path in life that I took. But when I decided I wanted to do X, Y, or Z, I had to get really laser focused on that because the mind has a lot of chatter going on. We have a lot of chatter and doubts and all kinds of things. So you got to learn to control the mind. Very, very important.
Well, do you have a formula for success? And what does success mean for Capri Cruz?
Well, success definitely today means to ensure that before my time is up here on earth, that I have made my mark by giving back to foster children because that's what's most connected to me. Once upon a time, it was, I used to collect clothes from when I was in the military. I would send out an email, you know, once a year, and I would say, or twice a year, I think, I would say, whatever donations of clothes that you have that you don't want, bring them into my house or meet me somewhere, and I will put them in my garage, and I'll find somebody that can use them. And I did that in Maryland and Puerto Rico, I think. And for me, I didn't realize it at the time, but I wanted to give back. I had been blessed with so much in my life, even with my struggle from foster care and growing up without family or parents and all this, that, and the third. I realized how blessed I was, and I could not take that for granted. So success for me became wanting to give back to foster children. That's who I ultimately knew that I was supposed to do it. But my formula for success is it's like a triangle for me. I look at it like three prongs. Self-awareness, self-healing, and self-transformation. And everything that I do falls into one of those categories. I'm either becoming more self-aware, I'm either self-healing, or I'm self-transformating and like recreating myself into a higher existence of who I am and who God ordained me to become.
Well, what jewels help you bounce back from disappointment, and have you ever felt like giving up on your journey?
All the time. And for a long time, I had given up before I even knew I was on a journey. But, disappointment and mistakes, you make them your friend. I say whatever it is that holds you back or that you fear, are these things called disappointments and mistakes. The way to neutralize their power is to shake its hand, to get closer to it so that there is no such thing as a disappointment or a mistake, to know that it's okay. These are just things in life that are going to happen. No one's perfect. And Thomas Edison was a huge influence for me. When my brother introduced me to Thomas Edison and some of the things that he had gone through in his own journey to become successful as an innovator, my brother introduced me to this quote that, Thomas Edison said, I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that don't work or won't work, whatever. And I compared my life when I dared nothing and had limited disappointments to the life that I now own and take charge of and appreciate the mistakes that I make and the disappointments that I encounter. So my perception became crucial. I had to change my perception of what a disappointment and a mistake was and make it friendly and not self-deprecating.
All right. Well, we don't have too much time left, so let me ask you these next few questions. What jewel helped you recognize that you could create the life you always dreamed of?
The power of my perception, hands down. Maybe I've said this already, because there are a couple things, laser focus and the power of the mindset, which also encompasses the power of perception. Listen, success 101 is your mindset, it's your perception. And success doesn't have to be business related. It can just be, I want to be a successful homemaker. I want to be a successful wife or husband. I want to be a successful mother and parent. So you have to change any negative perceptions that you have. I don't think in the negative anymore, you know, and even though I'm aware of negativity, don't get me wrong, you know what I mean? I don't live in a bubble, but in order to create the life that I dreamed of, first of all, I had to learn how to dream. And one of the things I did was I wrote down 100 things I wanted to do before I died. Now, I didn't quite finish it because I don't know 100 things I really want to do. It's kind of big, but it taught me to stretch the power of my brain. And then I incorporated visualization with that. See, the Wright brothers really inspired me. And I'll tell you very shortly, those men right there, man, if you ever want to know about a life being cultivated, created from a dream, the Wright brothers is exhibit one, because they did some serious stuff. And if they could do what they did in a time period that they did in the late 1800s to early 1900s, what can we not do today? There's nothing.
Well, Capri, before we bring this interview to a close, tell us why you decided to partner with People You Need to Know magazine in your marketing efforts.
Well, Sparkplug, when I spoke with you, first of all, I came across your magazine on the internet, and I knew right then that I felt some type of, you know, I talked about my last interview, my spirit talks to me, and I felt my spirit tell me I need to get involved with this magazine. So when I met you months later, serendipitously, and like I said, I was talking with you, and I stopped my thought process and what I want. I said, okay, forget about what I want for a minute. Let me learn about this man. What does he offer with his magazine, his business? I really realized in that conversation that you had qualities and core beliefs for your business that put me as a customer primary number one, and that success was your main thing. You want to help people become successful, and everything that your magazine reflects is an honest picture of what success means to each and every individual person that you have in your magazine. That was very important to me.
Wow.
And that's why I cultivated this relationship with you and your magazine.
All right. And finally, how can people purchase your books and connect with you?
Well, they can go to the bookstore and request it. They can go to Amazon.com. My website is from fostercuretofabulous.com, and it's all over the place. All you got to do is Google.
All right. Well, Ms. Capri Cruz, author of From Foster Care to Fabulous, An Imperative Movement, PhD candidate, licensed mental health therapist, and a certified life coach. Thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you so much, Spark Plug.
It's been my pleasure. You've been listening
Bye-bye.
To Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to women who are doing great things right here in Metro Atlanta. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another amazing job. So until next time, this is Spark Plug reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company in the world. And thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.